Be'ez Hashem Mizbach, we begin with the Pasuk in Tehillim. Meshech chasdecha liyedecha. Extend your kindness to those who know you. V'tzidkascha, your charity, liyishrelev, to the upright of the heart. Which that's the opening of liyedecha, to those who know you, to the Sefer Rishon, the first of the 14 Svarim, the Biyad HaChazak of the Mishnah Torah, Behu, and then the Sefer Hamada, the Book of Knowledge. Which Hilchesiv Chamesh, there are five halachas, v'zeu sidurin, and their order is Hichas Yisayda Torah, the laws of the foundations of the Torah. Hilchas Dei is the laws of proper characteristics and personality and consciousness. Hilchas Tama Torah, the laws of learning Torah. Hilchas Avodas Kechavim, the laws of idolatry, v'chukes Avdeho, and the laws of those who worship idolatry. And Hilchas Tshuva, the laws of repentance. And that we begin with Hilchas Yisayde HaTorah, which are the mitzvahs that include in these halachas, are the primary of the Torah and their foundations, which yesh b'chlol and esa mitzvahs. In their category, there are 10 commandments, shesh mitzvahs aseh, the 6 positive commandments, the 4 mitzvahs leisaseh, and 4 negative prohibitions, v'zeh p'ratan, these are the specifics, as we had mentioned in the introduction. That's how the Rambam does. He goes from the targ mitzvahs, and he goes and he splits them into different svarim, and in those svarim, different halachas, and those halachas are then separated into different perakim. So in these mitzvahs of Yisayda Torah, there's 10 mitzvahs. And Bezel Pratin, their specifics are Aleph, number 1, Leidah Sheyeshem Elaha, to know that there is a God. Bez, number 2, Shleyal B'machshava, that someone should not entertain in his thoughts, Sheyeshem Elaha Zulisi Hashem, that there's any other God besides for Hashem. Gimel, number 3, Leyachadai, to unify him. Dal, number 4, La'avai, to love him. Hey, number 5, Leyirmimenu, to have awe from him, to have fear. Vav, number 6, Lekadah Shemai, to sanctify his name. Zion, number 7, Shleil Chala Shemai, not to desecrate his name. Ches, number 8, Shleil Abed Devar Meshenikr Shemai Aleim, not to destroy things that has his name called on them. Test number 9, Lishmayam Ananavi Hamadabi Beshmai, to listen to the prophet from the prophet that speaks in God's name. And Yud, number 10, Shleil Nasaisai, not to test God. Ubeir Kol Mitzvah Se'elu, and the explanation of all these 10 commandments, Abba Prakam Elu, are in these chapters, which there are 10 Prakam. First to discuss Maisim Erkava, the heavenly chariot. The next two paragim and dal discuss Maisa Bereshis, the creation of the world. Hey and Vav discuss regarding sanctifying God's name. And Perek Zayin Tiyu discusses the laws of Nebuah, of prophecy. And with that we begin Perek Rishon, the first chapter of the Halachas of Yisayda Torah, which discusses the being of Hashem and His unity. As Rami gets Halacha Aleph regarding the Metzias of Hashem. Yisayda HaYisaydis, the foundation of all foundations, va'amur ha'chachmas, and the pillar of all wisdom, is leida sheyesha motzo yirishin, to know that there is a primary being, v'hu mamtzi kol ha'nimtza, and he's what brought everything that is around in existence. V'chol ha'nimtzoi m'shamayim v'oretz, and everything that's in the reality, from heaven and earth, u'mash b'neim, and what's between them, is le'nimtzu ilama mitas hi motzoi, are only in existence because of the truth of his existence. Base number, halacha number base. V'miyala ala das. Now, if someone would entertain to think, shehu einu matzai, that God doesn't exist, say, ein davar echad yochad matzai, then nothing else in the world could exist because the primary being is the only thing that makes everything else exist. So it's not only that he originally created them, but actually he continues to create them, and that's what they exist on, and therefore, if he wouldn't exist, nothing else would exist. Halacha gimel. The miyala ladas. Now, some would think and contemplate and entertain. She'in kol ha'nimtzoi milvado mitzuyim. But let's say the other way. Let's say nothing else in the world would exist besides for him. Hu levado yimatzah. Yeah, he himself would exist. V'lo yiftal hu lebitulim. And he wouldn't cease to be because everything else in reality would cease to be, because his reality is an intrinsic, inherent reality, not dependent on anything or anyone else. She'kol ha'nimtzoyim tzrichim lo'i. Because everything that exists in the world needs him. But God Himself, doesn't need them, not to any one of them. His truth is not like the truth of any one of them, where the reality of all other creatures or entities in the world is not doesn't have to be, because they're dependent on other things, something that caused that, something that caused them, and therefore they don't have to be here. Whereas the primary being, that of God, where there's no other cause to him, therefore has to be, and therefore he's what's called Mechuyev HaMetzius, he has to be, and it's not possible that he won't be in existence. Halacha Namedal. Hushan Nabi Emin, this is what the prophet says, Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Vashem Elikim Emes, Hashem, that's God, is true. Meaning, Hu levado hu emes, he's the only truth. Ve'in la'acher emes kamitasa, and there's no one or nothing else has a truth like his truth. This is what the Torah says. Ein oy mavade pasuk devarim. There's nothing besides him. Klim. In other words, what does that mean? Ein shamotzoi emes. There's no true reality milvadoi kamaisoi besides for him that is like him. Halacha hey hamotzoi hazeh. This being who elihei ha'olam. He's the God of the world. Adon kol ha'aretz is the master of the land. V'hamanig hagalgal. And he's what causes the sphere, the orbit to go around, with a power that has no end and has no limit to it, with a force, with a power that doesn't stop. Because the sphere constantly is turning. It's not possible that it's turning without something else that's turning it, because the sphere is itself an entity, and any entity that doesn't move from itself must have something else turning it. And that is Baruch Hu, that is the Blessed One, be He, HaMesabah, he said, that turns it below Yod, below Guf, without a hand, without a body. He's what causes it to move. Halacha Vav, the idea is Dabazah. Now, the understanding of this idea is Mitzvah Saseh. It's a Pasuk commandment. Shlomo says in the Pasuk in Shemois, Anoichi Hashem Lekech, I am Hashem, your God. Which, what it means to say is, I am Hashem, I have to be what I am, and therefore, I am Elikecha, I am your God, it's upon you to recognize my sovereignty and to serve me. And whoever entertains in his consciousness that there's any other God besides for this, even would like to say violates a negative prohibition, like it says in the next of the Aseret HaDibros, lo yeh l'cha elohim acherim alponai, there shouldn't be in front of you any other gods. Now, if a kofer be'ikar ever denies this primary concept of the world which is in God, shezehu ikar hagadol shakol ta'olbay, and he's denying this primary principle, which everything depends on, that there's only one God. Halacha Zayin continues regarding the obligation of unifying Hashem. So Elahazeh, this God, what do you mean when we say unifying, it's in our comprehension of this, Echad Hu, he's one. Ein Hashnaim is not two, V'lo Yesh Hashnaim not more than two, El Echad is rather is one, She'en Ki Yechudai, that there is no such unity of Echad Min Ha'achadim Ha'nimtzom Ba'olam, like anything that's one, that's found in this world. Meaning, loy echad, he's not one kaminshu koil achodim harbe, like the type that includes many other things together. But loy echad kaguf, and neither is like one like a body, shu nechlekel machlekois uluktsabais, like that split into, the body is split into matter and form, or different limbs, internal, external. And so that's regarding the machlekois, the differentiations. And those uluktsabais, the body that's physical, has length and width and depth. That is not like that by God. El Yichud, rather, it's a unity, She'en Yichud Acher Kamayis Baram, that there's no other unity like that in the world. Now, Ilu Hoyu Haloi Hois Harbe. Now, were it to be that there were many gods, Hayigufim Ugvias, so there would be bodies and different corporeal matter, Neshe'en Hanimnim, because you cannot have those things that are counted, Hashavim Mitziyasim, that are equal in their reality, then the Nefradim Zem is that should be separate one from the other, if you're saying, so to speak, that there were many gods, only things that happen when there is bodies and there's corporal matter. Now, if it was true that the Creator was a body, and then there would be limitations. It's not possible for a body, a physical entity, that doesn't have a limitation. Now, whatever has a physical limitation, then there is an end also to his power. Now, Veliheinu, but our God, Baruch Shem Yablecha is his name, Hoyo v'koyche in lekeitz, ve'in the Pesach, since his power has no end, it doesn't stop. Shari Egal Gosei V'tamen, this is the Rambam's proof, because the sphere is constantly turning. In koyche koyche guf, so then must mean his power is not a physical power. Now, so the logic continues, since he's not a physical body, lo yeru l'ma'ayroi sa'gufis, so then you can't say that it has the physical realities, k'deshi nechlik v'nifrin me'achas, so that it should be separated and different from something else. So l'fikach yev shashir le'ele echad. So as we said, if there would be more than one, it would have to be a physical one. And since he's not, must be that he's only one. The idea is davazeh, and the understanding of this idea is a mitzvah saseh. It's a positive commandment. Shlomo says in the pasuk in Devarim, the famous pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem our God, Hashem Achad, Hashem is one. Now, Lach HaChas now brings this source from the Torah itself. Now it's explicit in the Torah and in the words of the prophet, that God is not a body, does not have any corporal description, reality. Shlomo says in the pasuk, Hashem hu elikim b'shemayim im al, because Hashem is the God in the heavens up above, v'alogim mitochas, and on the earth below. Now, b'hagufli b'shnei mekaymers, a body can't be in two different places. So you see that he's not a guf. But then it says in the pasuk, le'ireisim kol tamundi, because you didn't see any figure when you see me. And it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, velmi tidam yuni ve'eshven, to whom are you going to compare me to that it could be the same? Now, v'ilo hayaguf, but if God would, so to speak, have a body, hayudam l'shar guf, he would be similar to other bodies. So halacha test. If that's the case, so God doesn't have a body. So how do we understand these pesukim that are written in the Torah, where it says in Shmeis v'sachas raglav beneath his feet, or it says kesuvim be'etzba elikim, that's written with the finger of God, or yad Hashem, the hand of Hashem, or eini Hashem, the eyes of God, or ozni Hashem, the ears of God. The case with the Vermeil, we have many pesukim like this, but I thought God doesn't have a body. So that the answer is hakol lefi daitam shabnei adam hu. Everything's according to the understanding of the human being. Sheina makirim el agufis, because they only recognize physical entities. So the Torah spoke in the terminology that people speak. It's all just description. Shlomo says in the pasuk in the Devarim, im shanoisi b'dar charbi, that if I would wet my lightning sword. Now, does God have a sword? Does God kill with a sword? What does that mean? El rather mashal. It's a parable. It's a metaphor. V'akol mashal. Now everything is a mashal. Real double proof of this is like shanavi echad omer. We have one prophet as it says in Sefer Daniel saying, Shadar Kadosh Baruch Hu, he saw God. Levushe kislag chiver. His garment was like white snow. Now, the echadro, but another one, like it says in Yeshaya, chamutz begodami batzra, that crimson garments from batzra. So which one was it? Moshe Rabbeinu asmai, ro'o al yam. So Moshe Rabbeinu himself saw God on the by the yamsa, by the sea, kigibro es mochama, like a warrior of waging war. Now, the Sinai, when he's getting the Kabbalah Satera, was kishlich tiba'atav, was like the agent of the public that was wrapped in his cloak. Loima is coming to tell us she'engli demus betzura. God doesn't have an image, doesn't have a form. Al kol b'mare hanavu v'machzer. Rather, everything is dependent on the vision and the appearance of the prophecy, and that's why it was always different depending on what was at that time for that person. Not b'mitzada, but now the truth of this is ein daita shalod michayla lahasigul chaker. Really, the consciousness of man cannot comprehend and to analyze God. V'zeh shemakasa. This is what the pasuk says in Eiv. The analysis of God, you think you're going to find? You think you're going to get to the ultimate of understanding God? We don't have that capacity. Then what did Moshe Rabbeinu attempt to comprehend, to attain? When he tells Hashem and Shema, show me your honor. So that's Bikish Leida, because he wanted to know the truth of the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, actually, you do believe until it would be known in his heart. Like when you know someone that you saw his face, the nechkekat zuras believe, and that form of that person is carved on your heart. That the understanding of that person is separated in his knowledge, in his consciousness, different than other people. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was requesting, at least Mitzis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the reality of God should be in the Fredes believer, should be separate in his heart, Mishur Mitzis HaMitzam, from all the other realities that are found, so that until he knows the truth of God's reality as he is. But the Blessed One responded to him, that is not the ability in a living person, in his awareness, who, a person is composed of a compound of body and soul. It's not in his ability to get to the truth of this thing in its utmost clarity. But God did let him know that no man ever knew before him, and will never know after him, until he did comprehend from the truth of God's reality something, that God was differentiated in his consciousness from all other realities in this world, like one person will be individuated from all the other people. He, so to speak, saw God from the back. Like when you see someone in the back, you understand his whole body, and his clothing, and his consciousness. Mishor Gufa Anoshim, that's different than all the other bodies. But he didn't see, so to speak, his face. This is what the Pasuk alludes to when it says, Hashem tells him, you'll see my back, but you will not see my face. Now, since it's been clarified, verified, that God is not a body and he doesn't have any corporal elements to him, so his bar, it's verified, so that means to say that nothing that are from the happenings of the body also don't happen with God. That means there's no connection, there's no separation. There's no space, there's no measurement. There's no going up, there's no going down. There's no right, there's no left. There's no front, there's no back. There's no sitting, there's no standing. God's not found within the dimension either of time, as if there would be a beginning and the end, or an amount of years. And it doesn't change. Because she ain't lo davashigul moshin, there's nothing that could be there to cause him to change. The ain't lo, and he doesn't have loimav, is not death loichayim, not life kechayah haguf, the way we know life of a physical life. And v'leisichl is no foolishness, v'lechachma, neither no, there's no wisdom kechachma seisha chachma, like the wisdom of a smart person. Which these are all additions on the essence of the person, and God, there's nothing extrinsic to him. Loishen, there's no sleep, like cuts, no waking up. No anger, no laughter. No joy, no depression. Not silence. And neither speech. Speech is by a human being. This is what the sage has said. We don't have above. No sinning, no standing. Which means to say there's no separation nor connection, because the back, the nape, is a symbol of separation where someone's walking away. And ipui, it means connection. So you don't have any other things. Those are all physical dimensions. Halachi based. Now, since this is the way things are, so that means all these things and things that are similar, which are mentioned in the Torah and the words of the prophets, they must all be metaphors and imagery. Like it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, the one who sits in heaven, referring to God, he laughs. Which we just said that God can't have that. That's a physical manifestation. So the pasuk in Devarim, ki asuni ba'avlam, they have angered me with their foolishness, with their futility, or like it says, kasha sas Hashem, the way God rejoices. Okay, it's all these things. Regarding all these things, the sages said, dibra tayri kolashem niyadim. Torah is just speaking in the terminology, in the vernacular of the human being, because then we could understand. But it's not really that God is laughing or things like that. It says in the pasuk in Yirmiyah, and this proves it. How isi he machisim. You think me, they're going to anger? God doesn't, so to speak, get angry. Harayimah Sotu, it says in Malachi, Ani Hashem, Lo Yishanisi, I'm God, I don't change. Now, V'ilo Hayipam, Kayisipam, Sameh, but if it would be true, like the other Pesukim said, sometimes he gets angry, sometimes he's happy, Hayimishtan, he would change. Rather, that doesn't happen by God. It's a metaphor. All these things that we did mention, Einimitsuyim, Ela Lagufim, they're only found by physical bodies. Hafelim, Hashvelim, the dark and lowly, like us, human beings, Sheikhni Bate Chaimah, who dwell in houses of clay, Asher Ba'afa Yisaydim, that it's in the dust, in the earth, that's their foundation. Abu, but him, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, Yis'ala B'Yisrael Malkazeh, he's elevated and more exalted than all these things that we describe.